T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That is Jason Mackey, who is bullish on the Pirates, has them winning 83 games, but is concerned about their starting pitching. And how could you not be, given guys like Bailey Falter and even Jones, who it's on one hand good that he makes the team, but he also shouldn't be pressed into duty because there should be better players ahead of him. He throws 100, which is great, and he's only 22, which is also exciting. He made 15 starts at AAA last year. His ERA was 4.83. So he didn't even master the AAA level, and he's in the rotation, I think, partly out of necessity. I do give the Pirates credit for allowing for a rookie to make the team, but still, like, that's...
Do you think at all that there's, like, they do think that he's obviously a very live arm, but there's a little bit of, he's not the rookie you want to see on opening day in the rotation, but he's a rookie, that there's a little bit of a make good, hey, we think he can actually help. For the reasons I just listed, he's a live arm, and we know you're frustrated.
Looking
about
for a
Skeens.
Spark. Yeah, looking
well,
for.
Well, just you're frustrated about Skeens, but here, we're not completely deaf to that. We understand that. And here's a guy who also hits triple digits.
Now, you still have Domingo Herman, who's coming back from his own personal battles and issues with substance abuse. And we don't know when we'll see him. He's got to
obviously. I'm not positive we ever will, by the way.
Well, because he's...
He's on a minor league deal.
Right.
I'm not positive we're ever going to see him pitch a single game for the
Pirates.
And
the Yankees gave him a bunch of chances, and he kept blowing those chances. Now, I will tell you, one of the things we get asked about ad infinitum on Twitter and on social media and everything else, a nightly sports call when it's just open up to everything, is what's going on with Trevor Bauer? Why hasn't a team signed Trevor Bauer? Now, when I was down in Bradenton, I can tell you that I know that Pirates ownership... let the baseball operation department explore the possibility of Bauer. Ownership let the baseball people look into it. And so they've looked into it or didn't feel like they needed to look into it that much because he's not on the team. He's not on any team.
Which I still thought was part and parcel of like some quiet thing from the commissioner's office. But if ownership allowed baseball ops to look into it, that would suggest to me that there hasn't been a league-wide edict quietly handed around.
There hasn't been. Trevor Bauer was a great pitcher a couple of years ago. Not just allegedly off the field baggage, but he is just not a well-liked guy at all in baseball. He is a huge pariah, and like, I get it. You can say maybe if you want to be hypercritical of the Pirates, well, they're not going to sign Trevor Bauer because they're not that concerned about winning. All right, but what about the other 29 teams? You've got teams that are, you know, maybe fringe World Series contenders who have had starting pitchers go down. This guy's available, you'd think, Chris, for less than some of the other guys that were out there, like Montgomery and Snell. And yet those teams won't even touch Trevor Bauer.
I will say this, the Trevor Bauer situation has become in some ways another culture wars topic. Britt McHenry, who in no way is somebody that would be on, like, you know, I think she was, like, contributing to Fox News, doing all that stuff. She had an explosive tweet about him a couple of days ago, basically saying there's a very good reason this guy will never play in Major League Baseball again. Bad, bad person.
He's pitching for the Mexico City Red Devils or something like that. He was in a spring training game against the Yankees the other day, which was insane.
The overall point, though, about him is why has no other team taken a bite here? Not one other team. There's a lot of different employers. And if obviously you're hearing that ownership gave them the green light from a baseball ops perspective,
and baseball ops right now is saying thanks,
no.
But no thanks. We're not interested.
But 29 other baseball ops departments are saying thank you, but no thank you. I wonder if, like, other teams that are closer maybe to contention feel like even if he was still a very good pitcher and might be, he is just so not worth any headache, it would actually be more harm than good. Think about what kind of a person you have to be. Forget about anything that he has had, you know, directed against him from a legal perspective or civil suit perspective. What kind of a person do you have to be as a teammate for that many teams to just say, nope, no way, thank you, but no.
Gerrit Cole hates the guy.
Always has.
Yep.
Always has.
So the Yankees have had pitchers drop like flies, including Cole. He's not on their radar whatsoever.
I don't think he's going to ever pitch in the major leagues again.
You know, right now, Malzi, if I had to make a bet on it, I would probably do that too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.